This podcast has been brought to you by Dutch Bros Coffee, filling you with happiness since 1992. Hi guys, welcome back to Serial Killer Junkie. This is episode number 3. I'm your host, Isla Burnett, and today we're going to be talking about John Wayne Gacy. So, John Wayne Gacy was born on March 17th, 1942, and he was born in Chicago, Illinois. And when he was born into a family that had and their father was really a really bad alcoholic, and he would actually beat them with a razor strap. And if you don't know what that is, a razor strap is like a piece of leather, canvas, denim fabric, whatever kind of soft material, and it'd be used to polish and sharpen knives and razors and things like that. So he would beat them with that. And then he also had a really hard time making friends and, playing with kids because he had a, congenital heart condition, which just meant that if he would do anything that involved any sort of, like, activity or running or anything fun like that, his heartbeat would start to go really fast and he would get really tired, so he wasn't really able to play with any of the other kids. And so he also had a rough childhood because he actually found out, as he grew up, he started noticing his attraction to men, and he started noticing that he was gay, so that was a lot harder for him to cope with as well. But growing up, he kind of made something of himself. Of course, he was a murderer, but so he was actually a fast food chain manager, and then he actually ended up becoming a self-made building contractor. And he was actually married and divorced twice, and he had 2 biological kids himself, but he also had 2 stepkids as well. And when he lived in Chicago, he was actually very loved. He was very liked by his neighbors, and he was actually a member of the Jolly Joker Clown Club, which was, he would dress up as a clown and he would do, different things for kids' parties, charities, fundraisers, and, like, other events. And, he would actually kill as a clown. He would wear his costumes and his makeup, and he would go out as his 2 alter egos, either Pogo the Clown or Patches the Clown, and he actually killed as these clowns. He would lure his victims mostly to be like, hey, could you help me with a construction job, considering he was a building contractor. And after, he would bring them to wherever, he would capture them, and he would sexually assault them, torture, and then strangle them. And usually he would use his hands or a rope to strangle them after he was done. And they were all men, and he would do this all to younger boys. They were more around, like, from, I think it's about 13 to 17, I want to say. And he actually said this quote, and nobody really connected it to anything because people just thought he was joking. But he would actually say to his workers, this is a direct quote, he would say, clowns can get away with murder, which is really creepy to think about. So in 1968, he was convicted of assaulting 2 teenage boys, and with this, he got a 10-year sentence. However, they released him on parole in 1970. However, he was arrested again, and it was because a teen came out and accused Gacy of also sexually assaulting him. However, the charges were dropped later because the boy never ended up appearing at the trial. And then in the 1970s, 2 more boys had accused him of rape, and this this made the police question him, and they questioned him a lot about other disappearances, considering there was a lot of things that related him to all these crimes. And Gacy actually called these his cruising years, which is where he committed most of his murders. And then finally, this is how it was led up to him being caught. On December 11th, 1978, there was a 15-year-old, and his name was Robert Peast, and he went missing. I'm not sure if I'm saying that last name right. But he ended up going missing, and his mom reported him last seeing her son meeting Gacy, because they were going to talk about a specific construction job. So then the police searched his house, and they found numerous amounts of evidence that connected him to several crimes, including the murders. And later, as they were investigating his house, they actually found, about three dozen bodies that were in his basement. And he confessed to killing about 30 people. I think it's 33, exactly. And so his trial began on February 6th, 1980. However, they were kind of deciding whether or not he was insane because he claimed that a different personality killed all those boys. And so in the end, they, after a short jury deliberation, they decided that he was guilty, and he was guilty of 33 murders, and he's actually now known as one of the most ruthless serial killers in U.S. history. And he was sentenced to 12 death sentences and 21 natural life sentences. So he was actually imprisoned at Menard Correctional Center for about 15 years. And then finally he ended up dying of lethal injection on May 10th, 1994, which was 26 years, I believe, as of yesterday. And this happened at Statesville Correctional Center. All right, guys, so that was our episode today on John Wayne Gacy. And if you would like to maybe learn more about him or maybe see how kind of his life was, you could always go to the article I used, which is by Biography. It's biography.com. And the publisher is A&E Television Networks, and it's just called John Wayne Gacy biography. So if you'd like to check that out, go right ahead. And if you'd like to maybe see things, he was actually an artist. When he was in prison at the Menard Correctional Center, he loved to paint. And so his paintings are actually shown at an exhibition at a Chicago gallery. And if you'd like, you could look those up. And many of them depict himself as Pogo the Clown. And then also in 2017, there was actually an auction where you could buy these paintings. So yeah, you could look those up, check them out. I honestly have not looked at them yet, but I'm sure that would be a really interesting thing, and I'm probably going to look them up after this. And there's actually a movie about him. It was made in 1992, and it's called To Catch a Killer. So if you'd like to watch that and maybe get a better idea on what his life was like and what he did, that might be something cool to watch. And fun fact that I just found was that it gives you the address of his house. You can actually go there if you'd like. It's 8213 West Summerdale Avenue in Norwood Park, which it says it's just east of Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. So, I mean, if you'd like to go, if you're ever in Chicago and you're by that airport, hey, why not take a little trip to John Wayne Gacy's house? And you can actually see where he lived and where he kept all the bodies, which I think is kind of interesting, even though it's a little demented. But yeah, so thank you all for listening. I hope you liked this episode. Tune in next time for another shocking and gory tale of our next cold-blooded killer.